Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A call between President Biden and Ukrainian President Zelensky on Thursday did not go well. A senior Ukrainian official told CNN, amid disagreements over the risk levels of a Russian attack, a Ukrainian soldier was speaking with NBC News via a translator.
We're in good spirits, and we have no problems.
The White House, however, disputed the official's account, warning that anonymous sources were leaking falsehoods. They did state that Biden warned Zelensky an imminent invasion is a distinct possibility. An Android phone fleeceware campaign has been discovered that began nearly 2 years ago, involving Google Play Store apps that were downloaded at least 105 million times. Being called Dark Herring, the app sent worldwide users to deceptive web pages that signed the users up for reoccurring charges that averaged $15 per month. Thanks for listening in a TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
A suspect that shot three Houston, Texas police officers Thursday has been apprehended.
The suspect, who shot and wounded three Houston police officers after they responded to a domestic disturbance, has finally turned himself in after being barricaded in a home. Police Chief Troy Finner.
The suspect at 7:45 surrendered, walked out of the house with his hands up. He had an apparent gunshot wound to the neck. He's been transported to the hospital.
All three officers are now in stable condition. Mayor Sylvester Turner said the shooting highlights the dangers that law enforcement face every day. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Kyle Rittenhouse is going back to court. A Wisconsin judge will hear arguments Friday on whether prosecutors should return the rifle he used in self-defense during the Kenosha riots of 2020. A jury last year acquitted him of multiple charges, including homicide. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Justice Stephen Breyer announces his retirement this summer from the Supreme Court of the United States.
And I thought about what I might say to you, and I'd like to say something I enjoy is talking to high school students, grammar school students, college students, even law school students. And they'll come around and ask me, what is it you find particularly meaningful about your job? What sort of gives you a thrill? And that's not such a tough question for me to answer. It's the same thing. Day one, almost, up to day, I don't know how many. But what I say to them is, look, I sit there on the bench, and after we hear lots of cases, and after a while, the impression, it takes a while, I have to admit, but the impression you get is, you know, as you well know, this is a complicated country. There are more than 330 million people, and my mother used to say it's every race, it's every religion, and she would emphasize this, and it's every point of view possible. And it's a kind of miracle. When you sit there and see all those people in front of you, the people that are so different in what they think, and yet they've decided to help solve their major differences under law.
Four NFL teams remain in the Super Bowl hunt. The two games will be played on Sunday. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy a $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's how we roll, but we can't roll without you. This is a government of, for, by, we the people still. By the effect of our U.S. Constitution, but we're going to be talking to our next guest, and you may wonder what is going on with our Constitution. Todd Nettleton from Voice of the Martyrs joins us. Todd is the Chief of Media Relations and Message Integration and host of VOM Radio. Hey, Todd, good to be connecting with you again. How you doing, sir? Happy New Year.
I'm doing well. Happy New Year. Thanks for having me.
Hey, good to have you here to talk about, what is going on? I mean, America, and you bring up a good point, is looking more like China every day. What's happening?
Well, we are calling on American Christians to pray for China, especially during the Olympics. You know, we're 1 week away from the opening ceremonies. The communist government of China is looking forward to this propaganda explosion, propaganda experience to show how wonderful China is. And we're asking people, hey, let's use the Olympics as an excuse, as a reminder to pray for our brothers and sisters in China.
Exactly. And I like what you wrote about is that, every time, people are reluctant. They want to boycott, kind of still, have some regard for, the athletes that are there. The stuff that's being set up, I mean, the app that all the athletes must download in order to, be there in China participating in the games is, boy, I think it's quite insidious when you start looking at the invasion of privacy and, yes, control over not only our athletes, but the athletes around the world. What is that telling you?
You know, it is just a continuation of, and I'm glad you used the word control, by the Chinese Communist Party. This is a country that has 600 million surveillance cameras connected to facial recognition technology. The goal of the Chinese government is to be able to locate and identify any person on Chinese soil in 3 seconds. And so that's the surveillance system. That's the nanny state that exists there. And our athletes and athletes from around the world are going to have to, that's what they're going into. They're going to have to prepare themselves. They're going to have to understand that's what comes with being in Beijing.
Yeah, short of having a chip installed in your body.
They haven't got there yet, but it's,
might as well. I mean, might as well with it. Exactly. I mean, that's the next step. And, of course, the other thing, Todd, that people need to understand is this technology that is being utilized by the Chinese, where did that technology come from? Do you know?
I don't know, but I'm certain that some of it came from the U.S. Some of it came from other places around the world. But the issue of control is such a big deal to the Chinese Communist Party. They want every person in China to wake up every morning and think, how can I be a good communist today? We as Christians are called to wake up every morning and say, how can I glorify Christ today? They see Christians as a direct threat to the Communist Party. They see Christians as a political threat, as a spiritual threat, as something that would distract people from being good communists. And so, you know, they respond to threats very directly, and sometimes violently, sometimes with arrest, sometimes tearing down church buildings. But we have to understand they see Christianity as a direct threat to the Communist Party.
Yeah, people of faith whatsoever. I mean, look what's happening to the Uyghurs, to your point.
Yeah, a million plus people in concentration camps in Western China. I'm interested to see if there is attention paid to that during the games. I mean,
not whatsoever. Not one iota.
Advertisers
no way.
Are going to make a lot of money this next couple of weeks. Is anyone going to say anything about a million people in concentration camps?
Hey, look what happened. LeBron James mentions Taiwan. All hell breaks loose.
Yep.
And he couldn't get on his knees fast enough to the CCP, right?
It is. They have shown a propensity to make people pay if you say things they don't like. It's going to be fascinating. They have already said that athletes who are in Beijing will be held accountable to Chinese law for what they say, for any kind of protest. It will be interesting to see if before the games are over, an athlete is under arrest for saying something or doing something that the Chinese government didn't like. Not a crime, but simply speaking an opinion that they don't approve of.
Well, they might feel like the January 6th people have been incarcerated in the D.C. jail. Then they'll get a little idea of what's going on. And they got to understand that if the CCP decides to hold them, I mean, this isn't the United States of America. Forget about due process. That's out the door. As you said, you're going to China to participate in these games, and you will walk lockstep with their drumbeat. If not, you've got consequences to pay that you're not going to be happy with.
And they are not afraid to hold foreign citizens essentially as hostage, but they would say as prisoners. So it's, you know, it used to be that you might think, hey, I've got an American passport. They're not going to bother me. Well, that's not true anymore.
Right. And forget about Black Lives Matter. It doesn't matter. The only thing that matters, like you said, is the Chinese and being a good communist. And what are you doing to promote the communist ideal? And God forbid that you get in the crosshairs where you're perceived as not being a good communist.
Exactly. They will make you pay if you don't do that. And they see Christians as a direct threat.
Well, any people of faith. I mean, you've got the Muslims there, the Uyghurs, mostly Muslim. And it's interesting, Todd, and you and I talked about this last year, I believe, in Dallas, where, people are always praying for revival. And the revival hotspots in the world are where people are being most oppressed. I mean, look what's happening in China. How many people are coming to Christ in China on a daily basis against the will of the communist Chinese?
You know, that's a question we will be able to answer in eternity. But several years ago, a government study in China, so not somebody estimating who was a believer, but a government study in China estimated 120 million Christians in the country. So that was what the government thought at that time. Who knows what that number is today?
Right. Well, and the fact of the matter is we're definitely aware. We hear from the underground churches what goes on. So they can knock down all the buildings they want to knock down. But what they don't realize, and people here in the West need to embrace more and more, is the idea that, you know, our faith isn't built on a building. It's built on, you know, the rock that cannot be crushed. It is the rock that crushes, not the rock that is crushed, right?
That's so true. I'll never forget meeting a Chinese lady named Sister Tong, who, when I was there, it's been several years ago now, she had just been released from prison. And she had served 6 months in prison because she hosted a house church meeting at her home. And at that time, they were raiding house churches. They were photographing everyone who was present. But the host, the person who owned the home, they went to jail. And so Sister Tong had just come out of 6 months in jail. And I asked her the question because I'm thinking about coming home. I'm thinking about doing radio interviews like this one. I'm writing for our free monthly magazine. I'm going to tell Sister Tong's story. So I need to get the setting right. And I say, Sister Tong, tell me about the prison. And what
I'll tell you what, Todd, we only got 10 seconds left. We got to go. We're down to five. Let's pick it up on the other side of the break. More from Todd Nettleton after this.
Cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it. You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Hey, welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Todd Nettleton with Voice of the Martyrs is with us. And he asked, you know, where's our culture heading? And how the similarities of our culture are reflecting more and more of the communist Chinese. I mean, this may be a shock to you, okay? But when you really think about the tentacles, you know, the Confucius Institutes involved in, what, over 40 universities across the country, how they've invaded our technology, on and on. I mean, and how they are in our government. Yes, in our government. Forget about national security. I mean, you've got a congressman who is having an affair with a Chinese spy, and he's still on the foreign relations. I mean, this is how pervasive and how pernicious this has become. And you look at our, you know, at our politics right now, and as we said earlier, it is no doubt chaotic. I think the majority of Americans say that this is in chaos. It's craziness that's happening right now. And the fact of the matter is that our culture is downstream our politics. So if our politics, I mean, this is the fruit, Todd, that we're producing from this tree that's so infested, are we not?
Well, the thing that comes to my mind is the biblical verse that says the borrower is the servant of the lender. And if you think about how much of our bonds, how much of our economy is dependent on China, we don't have a lot of room to challenge them because they have that economic power over us.
Yes, exactly. I mean, with the supplies and how which is most amazing. I mean, go back to, you know, the Nixon years that said, hey, we're going to make them friend. We're going to do all these great things for them. And remember early on the products that China produced, made in China, it was laughable. You know, oh, man, that's just junk stuff. Now here it is, you know, supplying Amazon and all these other, you know, entities. And they've really upped their game, and you know they're really ready made for a consumer culture, which is what America is. We're cranky because we can't spend our money, we can't buy, and we got ship containers off the coast that aren't delivering our goods, and we see empty shelves and all this other stuff that is a bit dismaying, to say the least, when you have such a spoiled culture that we have become. But there's a lot more, Todd Nettleton, as you know, and that you've been banging the drum about, is that we have eternal consequences here. And this is the time for us to up our game and to focus on those issues that God is most concerned with, not the concerns of man, right?
It is. And the Bible tells us, the Bible talks about the body of Christ being linked together. It says when one part of the body suffers, the other parts of the body are supposed to feel that. The body in China is suffering. Now, the Bible says, remember those in prison as if you were in prison with them. We have members of our spiritual family in prison right now in China. We're supposed to remember them as if we were there. We're supposed to do for them what we would want people to do for us if we were the ones in prison. That biblical call is something that we are just trying to echo and echo and echo, especially during the Olympic Games when people are paying so much attention to China anyway.
Yeah, and look at these corporate sponsors. You know, Coca-Cola, others that are there that are participating in these, what some are referring to as the genocide games. And so what is our response as people of faith? Certainly, you know, paramount in all this, Todd, as you've been doing and Voice of the Martyrs has been, you know, promoting, is that we have to pray. I mean, we can get caught in, you know, the confusion and all the human perception and perspectives and opinions. But what does the Father say? What does God say? And we don't know if we don't ask and if we're not going to Him. And this is the opportunity. Every time we see something about the Olympics or you hear the Olympics, just ask yourself, you know, have I talked to the Father lately about it? Have I talked to the Father lately about the persecution that's taking place? Yes, over 1 million people, Uyghurs, whose bodies are being, you know, the organs are being harvested out of their bodies. The sex trafficking, the way they're being abused there, it's unbelievable. And that's only part of it, because it's not only them, but it's also, you know, communist Chinese themselves that did not buckle their knee appropriately, and they didn't go along with the ruling class, and so they're paying the price, just like that story that you have to finish telling us about that we had to interrupt as we went to break.
Well, let me give a website, because we are asking people to pray for China. Pray for FOR China 2022. Pray for China 2022.com. We're asking people to commit to pray every day during the Olympic Games for our brothers and sisters in China. Let me finish the story of Sister Tong. So I asked her, you know, tell me about the prison. I'm thinking, tell me, you know, how big the rats were, how bad the food was, how hard the bed was. And Sister Tong gets this incredible smile on her face, and she says something in Chinese, and the translator says, oh, yes, that was a wonderful time. And my first thought was that she didn't understand my question, or that he hadn't translated it correctly. But no, she understood. She said, Jesus was with me in that prison cell in such a real, such a close, such a personal way. And she said, there were ladies in my cell who didn't know Jesus when I got there, and I got to be the one to introduce them to their Savior. So Jesus was with me. Jesus gave me a ministry to do. That's why 6 months in a Chinese prison could be a wonderful time. That's the spirit of our Chinese brothers and sisters. Some of them are in prison right now, and we want to especially pray for them during the Olympics. Let me say that website one more time. PrayForChina2022.com. PrayForChina2022.com.
Wow, what a great story. See, this is the thing. These are the things that our Father did. You know, when you tell that story, you can't help but think of Joseph, right? Here Joseph is discarded by his brothers, ends up in Egypt, and, you know, part of his journey is that he ends up in prison. And what is he doing there, you know? Because of God's favor and being about the God, being about the Father's business, boy, he's taking care of the next generation and generations to come for the children of Israel and God's chosen people, right?
Yeah, what you intended for evil, God intended for good. That is such a great verse, and
I love,
you know,
it
applies to our brothers and sisters in China. What the Chinese Communist Party intends for evil, locking up Christians, tearing down churches, turning the Olympics into a propaganda festival for their ideals, what they intend for evil, God can turn and use for good.
Without a doubt. You know, I had a conversation earlier today with Miranda Devine. Actually, it was yesterday. We pre-recorded and played it back today. And what she talked about in terms of China is the ruling class. And I was in my prayer time this morning, I was thinking about it, because she referred to this ruling class. Everybody has their own version of a deep state, right? It's this shadowy government that are the lever pullers, the influencers. And I mean, at a uber wealthy level, okay, not somebody that we just see on TV. Most of these people operate in the shadows. But China has their version as well. And they're called princelings. You know, here in America, Russia, they're called oligarchs, other parts of the world as well. These are the uber wealthy people. And what I was reminded in my prayer time, Todd, was that this is all stuff that goes away. It's of this world. It will be destroyed. It is meaningless. But here, in a sense, God has made those who are called by his name princelings. We are in the inside track. We are, you know, we're related. We're adopted by God who loves us. And that is for eternity, not for just a small worldly journey, right? We got about a minute left here, Todd.
Amen. We have been adopted into his family. What an incredible privilege that is.
Wow, it's such a blessing. Again, Todd, I cannot thank you enough for coming on and talking about this. And everybody reminded, I mean, the trigger for us should be anytime you hear the word Olympic, or, you know, there's some people that are just flat out going to boycott it. They don't even want to watch it on TV and support the corporate sponsors. Yes, the same corporate sponsors that have been doing a lot of shadowy stuff here in this country. They're refusing not to even watch any event. But if you do, or even you hear about it, regardless, let it be a trigger to remind you to pray for China, 2022.com. That's where you want to go. But again, we need to pray for China and pray for our athletes that they will be safe and protected while they're there. Right, Todd?
Absolutely. Pray for our athletes. Pray for outreach that's going on. Pray for opportunities for them to witness as well, those who are believers.
Todd Nettleton, thank you. God bless.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A call between President Biden and Ukrainian President Zelensky on Thursday did not go well, a senior Ukrainian official told CNN. Amid disagreements over the risk levels of a Russian attack, a Ukrainian soldier was speaking with NBC News via a translator.
We're in good spirits, and we have no problems.
The White House, however, disputed the official's account, warning that anonymous sources were leaking falsehoods. They did state that Biden warned Zelensky an imminent invasion is a distinct possibility. An Android phone fleeceware campaign has been discovered that began nearly 2 years ago, involving Google Play Store apps that were downloaded at least 105 million times. Being called Dark Herring, the app sent worldwide users to deceptive web pages that signed the users up for reoccurring charges that averaged $15 per month. Thanks for listening in a TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Just like that, we're back with you. Good to have you with us. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. We got the plethora of these great interviews with these expert guests. No 8-second sound bites here. We're able to get into depth on these various issues that are of importance to you, that you're interested in. And, you know, it's our blessing, and we're happy to do that for you. And we're also happy to make these archived audio and interviews available for you at the website, absolutely free, because we're givers. We don't charge anything. So enjoy at your convenience and share them with your friends and neighbors. Coming up is David Murrow. He's a best-selling author. And his new book, Drowning in Screen Time, A Lifeline for Adults, Parents, Teachers, and Ministers Who Want to Reclaim Their Real Lives. And he's offering a rescue plan for those who want to help others or themselves achieve screen life, real life balance. How about that? David, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hi, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Well, Drowning in Screen Time. Why the book?
Well, I'm a television producer and writer, so I kind of know the inside story on how people like me addict people like you to our content. And I'm also a Christian author, and so I felt like it was time for, there are many books being written on the dangers of screen time, but a lot are not written from a Christian perspective. So I felt like there was an important book that needed to be written, and Christians just need to be aware of what screen time is doing to their perception of reality, and how it's causing discord both in families and churches and in society in general.
Well, it's been amazing. I mean, ever since the introduction of what they called the boob tube, probably before you were born, right about the time I was born, there was concern that it was going to be this you know, this babysitter for young kids, and that we had to be careful about what kind of information was you know, coming into the airwaves. Well, now here we are, all these decades later, in the information age, that screen time is not just the boob tube. It is that powerful instrument that every kid somehow, I guess starting at the age of, maybe in some cases as early as 6 or 7 years old, gets attached to, like it's a part of their anatomy. And God forbid that you ever try to disassociate them from that, you know, from that device, or you're going to be paying, a price, right, in the household.
Yeah, you know, those prophecies from the 1950s have come true in our day. There was a study done by Nielsen Media Research before the pandemic that found that the average American spends 9 hours a day involved in screen entertainment. And that's not even counting the time we spend on screens for work or school. So then the pandemic hits, everything's shut down, and we basically start living through our screens. I mean, it's almost like we're in the early stages of the Matrix. We are plugged into this artificial reality that is more pleasant, or at least it seems more pleasant than real life. And people are withdrawing, particularly young people. They're not engaged in real life. They're completely involved in a screen world, an artificial screen world, and that's handicapping their ability to function as adults.
Well, it really was a setup, David, if you realize, what was it, 25 years ago, was it Naismith wrote the book about high-tech, high-touch, that as technology would increase, that there would be this yearn for more contact. And what's happening is people aren't legitimately connecting with relationships as he's predicted. It's kind of a faux connection with, you know, Facebook and Twitter and this manufactured relationship that's out there, which is leaving people hollow. And as a result, I mean, look what's happening to the psychology of our, you know, of our culture right now. I mean, the increase of suicides amongst teens, I mean, the number is it's through the roof.
It's true. And, you know, you probably on your show, you've talked about the snowflake generation and, you know, why young people are so hypersensitive. Well, if you think about the way they were raised in a digital world where they reign as Lord and Master. And they can cancel any opinion they don't like with the click of a button. And so they have just gotten used to being able to cancel things they don't like, or to, you know, rain down curses on things they don't like. And doing that in the online world, they start doing that in real life and don't realize how injurious that is to things like free speech and just getting along with other people. So this what I call in the book, I use the example of digital lordship. We become lords of our own digital kingdom. And I think that's causing us to isolate. It's causing us to believe that we're always absolutely right, and to cancel and exclude people whose opinions may differ from our own.
Yeah, you know, we've participated in the rise of little Marxists. You know, I mean, and really that's what's happening with these kids. I mean, you know, with their newfound theology, and it's so powerful to them that they're not about to, you know, understand, you know, things that are godly and righteous and holy, are they?
Well, I think it's easy to, if you have utopian leanings, it's easy to find opinions online now that will affirm those leanings. Mm-hmm. Things should always be better. Things are, you know, of course, the media relies on a narrative that the world is falling apart. And you'll find that on left-wing media. You'll find it on right-wing media. You know, we're just 5 minutes away from the apocalypse, whether it's global warming or, you know, whatever it is. Pandemic, you fill in the blank. And so this it causes this yearning for a solution. And demagogues are using this online to create these unrealistic utopian solutions. Defund the police, for example, that actually make things worse. And people are falling for it. And, you know, that's one of the things that screens are doing. Trolls are using them to deceive us, to undermine our democracy, and to cause us to grasp for solutions that really make things worse than the problem they purport to solve.
We're actually doing the job that the Russians and the Chinese and other nefarious forces heretofore have been doing. We say, oh, no, that's okay. We'll do it for you. You know, so now for them, it's a part-time job because they're just kind of watching, you know, the fruit of all this infection. And meanwhile, Putin is just laughing his head off.
Yeah, well, you know, and it's actually a full-time job. There are Russian troll farms that do nothing but scan Facebook profiles in Europe and America looking for slight bit, you know, stories that they can slightly spin toward an apocalyptic or panicking type thing, leading people to the wrong conclusion. So, no, it's a full-time job. They have people that are out there. And what's disturbing is most of their propaganda is focused on conservative. And so there's a lot of deception, even on what I, you know, a lot of your listeners, is a lot of people who are intentionally trying to deceive our flock, our tribe, as it were, and to pull us toward more extreme points of view. So there's deception going on both sides of the aisle.
Well, there's no question, but definitely people of faith, Christians especially, are in the primary crosshairs here. I mean, and it's gotten to the point, I mean, I thought it was interesting this week, they made the announcement for the Hall of Fame, right? And here you've got somebody who should have been in the Hall of Fame already, but because he has conservative views, he's a Christian, his bloody sock from a World Series is in Cooperstown, but he is not, which is absurd, because his credentials, and I'm talking about Curt Schilling, and his record is such that he should be an honored member of the Hall of Fame, but he's not. Because that's the kinds of culture we live in right now. So shame and boo on the writers, you know, on the sports writers that nominate and vote in the Hall of Famers. I say boo to them.
Yeah, well, yeah, and the screen world tends to create homogenous points of view. Most of the media skews left. There's a few that skew right, and it just causes this echo chamber. And those of us who consume media, the most comforting thing we can do is only listen to the voices on our side, and it's causing a lot of dogmatism. And Christians are tearing each other apart. Instead of loving one another, they're tearing each other apart on media because they're absolutely convinced that, you know, that they're the right ones. So, you know, it cuts both ways. The whole digital kingdom thing can be very injurious to us. You know, we're not supposed to reign as Lord and Master over our world. Jesus is. And when we take on that kind of power and those pressures, often it can ruin us, like it did King David.
And these social media technological tools should be instruments for the kingdom, used to increase the awareness of Jesus and his reign, not to be used as weapons against one another. It's the weapons of our warfare here on this earth, but not for eternity. More from David after this.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Right here, right now. Martinez.
Maybe you're realizing that this topic, drowning in screen time, is applicable. And this is about you, that maybe you just got a smartwatch and your smartwatch is telling you how many hours a week that you're spending on your screen time and what your average daily usage is. I know for me, I was like, initially I was in denial when I checked it out, and I know the same thing happened to David. And it wasn't quite to the level of what Nielsen was saying, 9 hours a day. I mean, of screen time. I just don't have it. I spend 9 hours a day between doing this radio show and preparing for it. You know, if I can have more time, David, it might be to get some sleep. It's not to, you know, be in front of the screen anymore. Just saying here. You know, for those of you that find yourself going, wow, what Bill and David are talking about, that's me. Well, what about some solutions? Well, he has a life. This is in the book, A Lifeline for Adults, Parents, Teachers, and Ministers who want to reclaim their real life. So if you're out of denial and you're saying, whoa, this has some application in my life, David, give us some solutions here. What can we do about this?
One of the most common questions I get is from parents who want to know, you know, how should I manage my kids' screen time? And the first thing parents need to know is there's two kinds of screen time. There's passive and active. Now, passive would be sitting down watching a movie, TV show, et cetera. You don't do anything to the screen. You don't change what's up there. Active would be playing video games or creating something on screen where you're actually interacting with the screen. What the scientists are finding is that passive screen time in small amounts is probably okay for kids, especially if it's quality programming, you know, good family programming. That's fine. Give them an hour or two, even a week or a day, even an hour or two a day in front of a TV, watching good quality programming is not going to wipe your kid out. What really gets their brains going is this active screen time where they're interacting, video games. They should not have their own devices as children until they're at least 12 or 13. Because what that does is it trains them when they're bored to turn to a screen. And that creates a lifelong pattern that they're going to follow into their adulthood. The moment they feel bored, they're going to pick up their screen. They have to learn to interact with the real world like we did when we were kids. What did you?
Let me ask you this. Let me interrupt real quick, David. Yeah. To that point, if they interrupt the maturation process by relying on this screen time? Because in a sense, it becomes, you know, a bit of a manufactured, you know, drug, so to speak.
Yeah, it teaches them to plunge into the screen world the moment they are bored. You know, when we were kids, our parents threw us outside. We built forts. We, you know, ran around on bicycles. We explored the real physical world when we were bored. We turned to the physical world. Kids today are doing that, and parents are excited because their kids are physically safe in the house with them. They, you know, I mean, kids can't even go down to the park anymore because we're afraid they're going to be attacked. Well, predators right. don't hide in the bushes anymore. They hide behind a screen name.
Exactly.
And your child is actually in more jeopardy on an internet-controlled device than he is going down to the park by himself. So parents, we need to be very judicious about giving children access to their own screens. That should not happen until they're 13 or 14. Every screen in the house needs to stay under your supervision, and it needs to be properly monitored and filtered. Unfortunately, there are devices that do that for you, or you can program. And if you go to my website, davidmurrow.com, I keep a list there of the best and most recent products there that you can use to help keep your kids safe online.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, and for parents that say, you know, like we talked about, I mean, these kids become so reliant on this. You know, I mean, it's one thing if you have a child that's still, you know, they haven't been introduced to a screen. Maybe they see their siblings involved with it, and sometimes they might play with it, and that they, you know, might be a little bit easier for them. But in their teenage years, boy, you want to see a house turned on its head. You start trying to remove or limit the use of these screens, and my goodness, you think you're just, you know, violating this child, you know, beyond fairness.
Yeah, I mean, I use the example from the movie The Lord of the Rings. You remember Gollum? Mm-hmm. If you took his ring
right.
away, he would hiss and bite and say, "My precious." Kind of screens
right.
turn teenagers into Gollum. But, you know, you just have
Good
to
point.
Do it. You've got to have screen-free evenings. One of the things I recommend parents do is at dinner time, eat dinner together, and all the screens get put away. The television is turned off. The phones get parked on their chargers. The iPads, the computers all get closed. And if you can have analog evenings with your kids, family reading, or, you know, building blanket forts, you know, just whatever age-appropriate activity you can do, that is a big win for your family.
Yeah. And you got to start somewhere, right, David? I mean, this is what we're trying to encourage people to do. You know, I always tell people it's a process. You know, you got to crawl before you walk, before you run. Just do some little things. Start getting, you know, just little victories. And you'd be surprised how they, you know, they connect and they become something of substance. And you'll probably look back over your shoulder and say, wow, 5 years ago, I would have never thought I would have been here. I mean, it does take some time, doesn't it?
You know, it does, but the payoff is definitely worth it, because if you think about all the things you want for your children, almost none of them exist in the screen world. Do you want your kids to be married someday? They're going to have to meet a real person. Do you want them to maybe own a home, have a successful career, maybe do mission work, be involved in a local church? All of those things exist in the real world. And kids have to have practice being in the real world. If they spend 10 hours a day in this artificial world, of World of Warcraft or Facebook or Instagram, you know, it's just they're preempting those opportunities to develop real world skills that are going to make them successful adults. So, you know, it's not just all the bad content that comes through these screens. It's the number of hours that are preempting real life development that is going to hurt your kids in the end.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, you know, as God says, I know the end from the beginning. You know, that's a great, you know, admonishment for us that we should look at raising our children, you know, where we want them to end up. Like you said, you know, we want them to be happily married, want them to find a mate that complements them, that, you know, has put as much work into their life, you know, as they have, that they've had parents, that they've had a healthy family that they grew up in. Because all these things, you know, as they come together, you know, add and benefit both children, don't they?
You know, and it's true. And the evidence is piling up that screen life is preempting real life. Did you know that right now we have the highest level of unemployment among young men, able-bodied men, that we have ever had in the history of our nation? 20% of young men age 18 to 30 do not hold a job. And the majority of them spend their days playing video games. They live in their parents' basements. The stereotype is true. So we have this entire, right. You know, one-fifth of the young men in our country are simply not engaging with real life. They are choosing to live their lives in an artificial reality of their screen. And so I would bet you most of those parents, if they could turn back time, would be putting their boys into real life situations, giving them the skills, the social skills to, you know, meet young women, to interact with bosses and to see career as something that's important to pursue, rather than, you know, looking for false video game glory in their parents' basement.
Exactly. What are these kids going to think, David, when they wake up and realize that they are the effect of these choices and they've dumbed themselves down? Because there's going to be people in their peer group who have matured appropriately, and they're out there contributing, being successful, and raising, you know, positive families. What are these kids going to think?
Well, I think that's attendant with the rise in depression that we see. I mean, you know, a young man can spend 10 hours playing World of Warcraft and, you know, winning some big victory and doing the high score. But then he's still got to go to work, or, you know, he's still got to take a shower, and he's still got to, you know, meet people. You know, everything we really want as humans is in the real world. And if you haven't developed those skills, I think you're going to get depressed. I mean, in the video game, you're this big fighting, you know, muscle-bound warrior. And in the real world, you're a 90-pound weakling because you never see the sun, you don't exercise, you live on Doritos and Red Bull. And, you know, the contrast between what you are on the screen and your real life can really lead to the real-life depression.
Well, and God designed us to be fruitful and multiply, to go out there and have a job and to, you know, feel like we're being productive. I mean, this was even before we started talking about screen time. This was an analysis done by the U.S. labor force that was depressing people. And that is that, you know, people weren't happy at their jobs. I mean, for the most part, David, I mean, you got maybe 1 in 10 people that actually have a sense of fulfillment in their current job. 9 out of 10 people are not happy campers. And so even the people that are in the labor force, this is why, you know, I've been encouraging people to go find, you know, as I said when I was building sales teams, I try to find, you know, round pegs for round holes, you know, where there would be that complement where they could exercise their gifts and talents and be better, you know, down the road as opposed to, you know, languishing and being frustrated. And, you know, if it was the right fit, great. If it was the wrong fit, then, you know, it was time to reclassify. And, you know, God bless them. And, you know, hope that experience that defines preference will help them out in the next stage of their life and then make a different decision, possibly.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's true.
Well, drowning in screen time, a lifeline for adults, parents, teachers, ministers who want to reclaim their real lives. There's so much more. In fact, about this book, I mean, right off the top, and we didn't even get a chance to talk about the parables, which is quite engaging, that sets the stage for all this. There are 5 parables that David writes about that's, you know, very interesting and compelling. This whole book is such, and I think will be a blessing for you. It'll be linked on our website at BillMartinezShow.com. David Murrow, absolutely appreciate the time. How can people be in touch with you?
Well, my website is davidmurrow.com, and I do speak in local churches, speak over Zoom, which is ironic because that's the screen, but I'd also like to come and speak to your group, your Christian school, in person. So please drop me a line, and let's see if we can get together.
Like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences, too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of...